If any man love not the Lord Jesus Christ, in verse number 22 of chapter number 16, let him be anathema. And then he uses that word Maranatha. I can't wait till we get to that, what word Maranatha means. But it's interesting. If any man speaking by the Spirit of God, no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed or anathema. What does that mean? No man can say that Jesus is, notice it didn't say Lord. What does it say? You're skipping a word. It didn't say that Jesus is Lord, it said that Jesus is the Lord. There's a lot of people who could say Jesus. Matter of fact, remember those demons who the man was possessed with those, and the pigs got thrown into the, and they said, Lord, don't throw us in. Many will come to me in that day saying, Lord, Lord, have we done many for, have you heard that before? Notice that no man can say that Jesus is Lord, but he didn't say that. Jesus is the Lord. A huge difference than saying Jesus is Lord than saying Jesus is the Lord of my life, but by the Holy Ghost. Notice the working of the Holy Ghost. We are born by the Spirit of God. Now, I'm going to get a phone call. And I love this preacher. He's going to call me. And I love you. He's in his church right now. But what he does, he listens to the radio broadcast. And I love him. I'm just telling you. He listens to our radio broadcast on WLVS. And when you don't agree with something, so I'm going to get a phone call. This thing about the Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit. Okay. We are born again by the Spirit of God. Let it be clear. Matter of fact, let me read these verses. Be very clear. John chapter 3, verses 5 through 8. We are born again by the Spirit of God. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Verse number 5. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, but that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. So listen very carefully. We are born again by the Spirit of God. We are led by the Spirit of God as believers. We are led by the Spirit of God. We see this in Romans chapter number 8, verses 1 through 5. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but walk after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh, God sending forth his own Son in the likeness of sin, in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. So we're saved. We're born again by the Spirit of God. We are led by the Spirit of God. Number three, we are filled with the Spirit of God. Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 18. Be not drunk with wine where is in excess, but be filled with what? The Spirit of God. Be governed, be guided, be controlled by the Spirit of God. There's another one. We are sealed with the Spirit. Ephesians chapter 1, verse number 13, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30, it talks about we are sealed by the Holy Spirit until the day of redemption. I love that. We are eternally saved, and it's the Spirit of God who seals us. He puts that mark. We could never lose our salvation. We are sealed by the Spirit of God. So the Spirit of God does many things. We are born again. We are led by the Spirit. We're filled with the Spirit. And we're sealed with the Spirit. Now listen very closely. The Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, it's the same person of the Godhead. We know the Godhead, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. This is where the problem comes in. And again, I've said this, and y'all are Bible students, y'all be near long enough, and you understand this, but this is going out on the internet and the radio, so I'll make it very clear. The third person of the Trinity, his name is the Holy Ghost. That's his proper name. Matthew 28, 19. Teaching them to observe all things, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Teaching them to observe all things. That right? Yes, what is it? Matthew 28, 18. That's his name. The Holy Ghost is the third person of the triunity. 1 John 5, 7. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost. These three are one. Now, I'm playing a major emphasis on this name, Holy Ghost. I'm coming to it in just a minute. Most Bible translations, most all of them, will not have the word Holy Ghost in them, whether it's the NIV, the ESV, whatever these translations are. They no longer use the word Holy Ghost. They use the word, the phrase Holy Spirit. That's why I use King James Bible, one of many reasons. They would say that the translators of the King James Bible were wrong, that it should be the Holy Spirit, not Holy Ghost. Well, I believe that God's word is pure, 100% pure, and that God born these guys alone. Now, the King James writers were not inspired. They weren't inspired, but I believe that God, what's the word should I use? Preserved his word through their translations from the Greek and Hebrew into English. Are you following? That's a whole other lesson in itself. There are no mistakes in the word of God. Amen, preacher. Not one, not one. Let me tell you, I took time, I had plenty of time, had hours. I was 3 hours on this lesson yesterday. I could go on. I counted 89 times the word Holy Ghost was used, and it's only used in the New Testament. I counted every one of them. I hope I didn't miscount. Anyway, it was a bunch. From Matthew all the way to Revelation, 89 times that phrase, Holy Ghost, is used. Why is that important? Holy Spirit is used 4 times in the New Testament. I counted, it was a pretty easy count, 1, 2, 3, 4. The phrase Holy Ghost, 89 times. The phrase Holy Spirit, 4 times. Hang on to this. The Spirit of God is used 14 times in the New Testament. And over 20 times, it's just the word capital Spirit itself. Are you following thought? Yes. I took time to count every one of them. And they're all different, okay? Holy Ghost, 89 times. Holy Spirit, 4 times. The Spirit of God, 14 times. All these were in the New Testament. Over 20 times, just capital S Spirit is used. Now, let me tell you the difference. I looked at every one of these. I took the time to look at every one of these. Every time it's used, the word Holy Spirit or the Spirit of God or the word Spirit, every time it speaks of the working, the activity of the Holy Ghost, every time. Let me give you an example, and I can give you all kinds of examples. Galatians 5:20, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering. You see, I can go on and on. So there are no mistakes in God's word. The Holy Ghost is the actual name of the third person of the Trinity. The word Holy Spirit, or when the Spirit of God, matter of fact, I got it, the Holy Ghost and Spirit are used 5 times together in the same verse. At the baptism of Jesus in Luke 4:1, in John 1:33, at the Jesus' baptism, talks about the Holy Ghost, talks about the Spirit of God. And it's the activity. John 7:39 and Acts 2:4. I know I'm going to get some phone calls on this. On the day of Pentecost, in the same verse, it talked about the Holy Ghost of God and the Spirit poured out. So we talked about the Spirit. The Holy Ghost of God came down, and the Spirit, that was his activity, and they began to speak in other tongues. Are you following?